You've been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. 'Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA.
Hi guys, 我是 Jenny, 你正在收听由开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
啊，讲到英语，真的所有的语言吧，它都是活的，然后呢，每天都有很多新的变化，对不对？很多新的说法，新的词儿会衍生出来， especially in the age of social media.
Yeah, the internet, social media, Twitter.
对，就是新语言的这个传播速度也非常快啊。那今天我们的节目呢，就跟大家介绍一下，就美国时下非常流行的一些短语，特别是美国人在Facebook, Twitter, Instagram 上面
any kind of social media
对、
right?
常用的一些英语，你看到可能 you have no idea what they mean.
Yeah.
So today we're gonna tell you. Don't worry. 好，那有一些这个说法还真是挺有意思的啊。大家可以到我们的微信公众号“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的言，来了解一下，然后与时俱进学一下。就现在非常 in， 现在非常 lit 的英语。我刚刚就用了一个 lit， 什么意思？你不知道吧？赶快听节目。Okay, so let's first.Suffice by saying these things, 我觉得有一些是日常口语里面可以用的，但是有一些真的就是社交媒体上面要打出来的。Like if you say it, it just sounds weird.
Sounds weird, but don't forget, like LOL years ago was one of the first kind of like chat room expressions.
对，以前只在网上用，然后后来人家又变到现实说话中也可以说 LOL.
Say LOL or even LOL.
对对对。LOL.好，但现在这个已经很 out 很过时了呀、现在美国年轻人通常就会跟 Adam 说 Adam NBD
NBD
NBD yeah
I think Adam is a BFD thank you very much
什么是 BFD
well okay so NBD here
先来说我们今天第一个这个是一个 这种缩写叫 acronym
it's an acronym、right so NBD the BD stands for big dealAnd I mean, a big deal is a really important thing.
Something is a very big deal, 对吧？了不起的啊，或者哇哦！但是如果一个东西是 NBD, 那就是
no big deal.
对，我就是最近在看 Jimmy Fallon 那个脱口秀啊，他哎，我们下次节目跟大家说说哪些美国脱口秀特别适合学英语啊。他有一个环节就是他和Miley Cyrus, 就是他们两个人看一些美国最近什么社交网络上红的东西，他们要给出自己的反应。这个反应要么是 OMG, Oh my God, 就是哇，这个东西太棒了，或者你的反应就是 NBD, 这算什么？这有什么了不起？对，所以如果你对一个事情很不屑，或者你早就 you know been there done that 都。你早就司空见惯，你可以说 NBD.
Sure, and if you guys want to know what I said before, the BFD, the B and the D are big deal. The F, you can guess.
你又来了。好，你这种脏话我就不给你翻译了。我们再到下面看下面一个 acronym, IDGI.
IDGI, man.
对，说是，比如为什么。怎么川普会变总统呢 ?IDGI. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
对。所以 IDGI 除了当然社交媒体上面打字可以这样打有些年轻人口语里面也真的他就会讲 IDGI.、
All right.
I don't get it.
I mean, like, the big brother of IDGI is IDK.
Oh,、
right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
对对对。现在美国人就是已经对这个世界他们已经放弃了已经不是说我不知道已经是我完全不懂、I don't get it
don't
怎么回事怎么会这样好那接下来呢这个社交源于社交媒体的说法我觉得也特别有意思、特别大家要看它写出来的样子、因为它叫做
Don't at me、
这个 at 就是我们中国社交媒体也是嘛你 at 一个人对吧让他注意对吧在微博上面啊什么或者微信群聊但如果你很不 care 一件事情、
right.
你根本不想参与根本不想加入你可以跟你的朋友说 don't at me
don't at me man
就不要来烦我不要来管我我根本无所谓根本不 care、对不对
right
所以除了打字 在微信啊或者在美国 FB 你可以跟你的朋友讲 Don't at me man 你也可以就直接口语里面比如 Alan 说啊我明天要和 Spencer 去一个什么 party Jenny 来不来然后说 Don't at me 我才不屑去你们的 party当然 I'll never say that
No of course not Of course not
Yeah because I know you guys will never invite me in the first place 但是如果我真的很想去的话我也可以说 Do at me Please at me
Yeah please at me
Please at me 对吧我很想加入啊好、What's the next one?
Well the next one's pretty similar right Because when we're talking about Like videos or posts on social media、mm. You always want people to like them Or follow them
哦、oh, 要他们帮你点赞、mm. 对不对点爱心或者就是新加入 social media 你们来关注我来粉我
Right、mm. So this one is LBFB
哦、oh, LB 或者 FB 是吧、mm. LB 就是 like back、
yeah.
哎，通常这个就好像是交换的，对吧？比如你发了，你朋友圈发了一个什么东西，我给你点了一个赞，嗯、我下面可以写一句 Adam LB， 就以后我发东西的时候你要 like back，、
right.
你也要点赞我，
嗯、right. ，
礼尚往来嘛，你懂的。
Right, it's got to be fair, you know.
Yeah. You get what you give.
Oh, okay.
对不对？或者那个follow back， 就是我都 follow 你了。比如 Adam 说啊、哦，我刚加。我刚开了个微博账号然后我说我 follow 你了然后我也会跟你说 Hey, FB, follow back.
Yeah.
你也 follow 我对吧
I've been following you for like 5 years. You still haven't、
In、
followed、
secret.
me back.
Stalking me for 5 years. 好那、前面我们说的这一些都是、社交媒体上 social media 上面可能打字啊什么用了很多的啊。接下来我们要说的一个就是口语里面 They're more used in everyday speech.
Okay.
嗯，第一个说法我前面在节目一开始也说的说一个东西很酷真的很 in 很潮流
Right, but cool is not in, is it?
Cool is not cool
Cool、
anymore.
is so uncool Now you gotta say lit
Something's lit
That's lit, man
这怎么要有那态度 That's lit, man That's lit, bro
Yo, bro, that's so lit
That's lit, sis 这怎么拼啊
L-I-T
Oh, like Long Island Iced
Tea. Long Island Iced Tea? Long, that's L-I-I-T.
Oh.
Jeez.
I don't drink. 我不喝酒。所以这 lit basically 就是现在年轻人 cool 的说法。
Right.
比如 Adam 和 Spencer host 一个 party, 没有 at me, 没有请我去的那个 party.
You're really angry about this party, aren't you?
Because the party was so lit was and I wasn't invited.
So lit. Next time, next time.
所以你可以说一个东西很 lit, 这个 party. 诶，这就像中文很燃嘛，燃爆了。Lit 让我感觉有点像 lighting 什么那种点燃的意思。
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's like lit, like...It's, you know, very bright. And,
very bright,、mm. 对吧 Brightly lit.
Right.
一个房间、oh, 对那就像中国的燃啊就是一个东西超燃、燃爆了。
Huh.
Oh, that's amazing. 那可以说一个人很 lit 吗
I probably would not.
啊、形容事情比较好。
Yeah.、Mm. But then again, I'm not so young, so maybe they do.
好那接下来的一个就不太好了就是说一个人他去黑别人去侮辱别人啊。
Okay, so this is called to throw shade.
去 diss 别人嘛现在不是 hip-hop 在中国也很红吗
diss, I mean, yeah, diss has been around for a while.
对
Throw shade is kind of, that's the newer diss.Or insult.
Insult, 对 Shade 就是那 S-H-A-D-E,、
yeah.
是吧、像比如你很怕晒黑 You need to hide in the shade.
Yeah.
这个一片阴头底下但 to throw shade on someone,、mm. 就是说、去黑他然后 diss 他是吧
Right.
比如 Kanye threw some shade on Jay-Z.
Yeah, or you keep throwing shade on me and Spencer's party.
Throwing shade on someone.
It's、oh. on,、but it can also be at.
Oh, 也可以 throw、yeah. shade at. Oh, someone or something.
Right.
是吧? 好，那啊，再接下来一个，我觉得其实这种 lit， 然后 throw shade， 还有接下来我们要说的这个，很多都是源自于比较黑人街头文化的说法。
嗯，
但现在 they've kind of gone very mainstream， 现在是美国比较主流的，进入主流的这个英语了啊。
Not surprised. I mean, I think about 75% of all the English people use every day comes from the same place, black culture.
Black culture, 黑人的文化啊，是不是接下来这个 woke 就是以前很街头很黑人的这种很 Brooklyn 那种
感觉。Yeah, well, this is more, it makes me think about like activists, protesters.
首先这个词怎么拼？
This is W-O-K-E.
啊，比如 wake up
like wake
in
up,
the morning.
Yeah. That's the point, right? Because before you were sleeping, you don't know something. And then you wake up, now you're aware that society's bad or something is bad.
所以 woke 的意思就是说你现在有清楚的认识是吧？
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like enlightened in a sense.
哦，我终于清醒了，我终于醒过来了。就像很多给川普投票的人，然后they got woke, 然后他们就说、oh, 我怎么会选这个人当中
Yeah, I mean, usually when we use this phrase, we kind of use it like for, oftentimes it's for white people, when they kind of wake up and realize that, oh, wait, you know, like life isn't so wonderful for everybody.
Okay. 或者 woke, 我们刚刚讲的都是一些比较怎么说比较 heavy 的例子啊，但它也可以是很就是日常用的，比如像Adam 他上知天文下知地理，我可以说、oh, Adam is so woke, he knows about everything.
嗯，
也可以这样说，说一个人很 woke.
Again, I think this is a bit more political, this word. It's not really like, you know, Adam knows a lot about stupid things.
哎，对对对，就是对 ,if you say someone's woke, it's, you know, they understandinternational affairs,
right,
politics,
society,
you know, social issues, right? Things that matter, not just video games,
right,
per se. 对，或者一个人他很不清醒，对这些完全不知道也不关心，你可以说 you need to get woke.
You need to get woke, man.
对， you need to get woke. 你不要每天沉溺于打电玩啊什么的，对吧？世界上有很多重要的事情。
Right.
好，那啊，再接下来我们看一个看一个比较轻松的好了。Sus. S-U-S.
Okay, S-U-S. This is short for suspicious.
哦，很可疑。
Or even, I guess, suspect. It's the same.
Suspect.比如 Harvey Weinstein 一看那个脸就是很 sleazy， 然后就觉得你就可以说 Oh, not all surprised by what he did. I told you he was sus.
Yeah.
是吧？
Yeah.
我就早就跟你说这个人不靠谱吧，很可疑吧。
It's a little bit sus.
Yeah, he's a little bit sus. 所以就可以形容一个人说 he's a little bit sus.
Sure. I mean, like last week or a few weeks ago, I was at the airport. And one lady was trying to get somebody to drive a car away. And she just kept asking everybody, but it was really kind of sus. Like, whose car is it? Why are we, what?
就是一些shady.
It seemed a little shady.
Shady 就是怎么说有猫腻的这种事情啊、seems a little sus.
Right, so remember guys, there's shade, which
throw
is like
shade.
A diss,、but then there's shady, which is kind of sus.
对 kind of sus. 比如你看一个什么人家说啊这个投资理财产品收益特别高、然后 zero risk 什么的。
Right, yeah.
That's so sus.
It's a little sus.
对。好那我们今天再看一个啊、this word 我觉得大家都懂但它现在的意思可能有点不一样啊。
Okay, so the word is extra.
Extra, I want extra cheese on my pizza.
Oh.
这 extra 就是多余的或者更多一点、对吧、
right.
但现在美国年轻人的用法通常形容一个人 Oh man, you're so extra. Stop being so extra.
Yeah, it's kind of like being too dramatic or maybe even like obnoxious.
那 dramatic 就是很戏剧。
Oh my god, the other night I was with my boyfriend and he is so not woke yet, so he said this and I
just Stop it! You're so extra! 对，你就可以说就 extra 就很 over the top.
Over the top,
是吧、
yeah.
就是很夸张这样、mm. 所以 extra 可以说形容一个很夸张的人，或者你说也可以形容一个很什么 obnoxious?
Yeah, obnoxious is kind of...
Like Harvey Weinstein.
He's pretty obnoxious, too.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
所有的例子都围绕着他俩。Obnoxious, 那个意思就是很让人厌恶、厌烦的、mm. 是吧 ?So usually they're very loud, 说话很大声、yeah. 很肆无忌惮的、mm. 经常 throw shade on people,、
yeah.
insult people, 对吧所以这样的人也可以说他很 extra.
Yeah, they just don't care what they say.
对，所以别人就会觉得这个人在世界上是很多余的。
嗯、so extra.
So extra. 嗯，好，那我讲了很多啊。我今天想 let's end our show on a positive note. 说一个我们开言英语的听众，我们的用户们 ，you guys are like fam to us.
Fam.
You're our fam.
That seems pretty easy to guess, right?
F-A-M.
Fam. We are family.
对，就你像我们的家人一样、
mm, right.
对，但是你可以说you're like family to me, 但是可以用更加流行的一个表达方法，就是说
you're like
fam.
Fam, man.
You're like fam.
Yeah, like everyone Spencer and I invited to the party, we were all like fam.
I was extra.
Just extra, don't invite her.
Me, I feel so extra. 好，今天我们节目就到这儿，分享了一些美国时下流行的短语，你知道几个呢？有一些我觉得在日常口语里面也可以用起来啊。如果你对今天的话题有什么问题，或者有什么以后话题的建议，都欢迎到我们的微信推送底下留言告诉我们。好，那我们的微信公众号是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，在那里你可以找到我们更多精彩的节目，也可以去免费尝试一下我们的会员课程。 OK, thanks for listening guys. Remember you're a fam, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.